And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on conversations happening on the Tell Me More blog and get a chance to hear from you. Lee Hill, our web producer, joins me here in the studio as always. Hi, Lee.
Hey, Michelle. Well, you remember this week we honored America's veterans, and we reported on a study that showed that a quarter of the homeless on the street on any given day are veterans. Now, a group of us from the show went out to see if we could hear from people who wore the uniform but don't have a place to live. One of the people we met, John B. King Jr., served in Vietnam. We asked Mr. King what Veterans Day means to him.
What does it mean to me? I can answer this truthfully. I don't want to sit down and cry. That's not the way I was brought up, but that's what else can I do?
Well, the conversation caused Thad, one of our listeners, to think about his uncle, who was also a veteran. This is what he posted to our blog.
Interestingly enough, this aired just before my uncle died. He had served 3 tours in Vietnam, and in returning to the U.S., he got involved in drug dealing. He was lucky in that when he needed it, I offered my help to fight for him to have money just to eat, let alone medical care. I came to become a defender of him and became his guardian for several years. He probably would have ended up on the street had I not done that.
Thank you, Thad. That cannot have been easy for either of you. Well, you also heard from us about how some cities are saying no to saggy pants, and they're trying to pass laws to ban that style. It's clear that this issue touches a nerve, because every time it comes up, I can tell you, we get some very strong reactions from people who absolutely hate the style and everything that it connotes. But one of our listeners, Stan, wants to know if it's really such a big deal. Let's bring him in. Hi, Stan.
Hi, Michelle.
So what's your take on saggy pants?
Well, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me when I was growing up in the 70s, and the afros were a really popular style. Now, my mom was a child of the 50s, and she thought a nice young man should have a nice short haircut, preferably with a cut in the side. And it reminds me of that. I think if I were 15 now, I'd be wearing baggy pants. And I think it's sort of that, you know, the typical divide between old folks and young folks.
That makes sense, but I think the problem arises when you're not 15 and you're wearing saggy pants. Well, thank you, Stan.
Thanks, Michelle.
And happy holidays.
You too.
Lee, what else you got?
Well, a call out to you out there, our listeners. Thanksgiving, as you know, is coming up. It's just around the corner. We're hoping you'll tell us what you'll be giving thanks for next Thursday.
And we also want to know if you've ever had a Thanksgiving that you'll never forget. Now, Lee, do you want to share your story so you can give folks an idea of what we're looking for?
Well, I'll share just a little bit. Here's a short version. Of course, you can find the full version on our blog. I remember I must have been a senior in college, and I could not go home to Milwaukee for the holidays. And I was stuck here. No one here with me, no family here. And this woman who I once attended church with somehow got word that I was here alone. And she came by my house and brought me a full Thanksgiving meal, turkey, trimmings, family-sized, just for me, and that really touched me, and I am forever in debt to her. So,
oh, you could have come over to my house. Oh, wait, I didn't know you then. Oh, never mind.
Well, that's okay. I'll still take the rain check.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
Remember to tell us what influences your attitude of gratitude. You can go to npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out.